not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. I am currently working on Facebook here real quick, so bear with me here 1 second while I get this working so you guys that watch on Facebook, you can... bear with me a second here. It's Monday. Had a pretty good weekend. Just watered peanuts and what else? Went to the North Fork Electric Co-op meeting Saturday. It was good. A lot of people there. I think what's funny is there's more people will dress up fancier to go to that than they will to church. So anyway, it was a good meeting, and they got a lot of business taken care of. Food was good. I got to see a lot of people there. I did see a cowboy in a cowboy hat there, and he's not even a cowboy, but anyway, he grows really good okra though. But anyway, Mr. Dunlap, he was there bright and shiny in his big old cowboy hat. There was so much going on there. A lot of people, like I said, that is a real good social event. If you ain't seen your neighbor that year, that's where you need to go. You'll see your neighbor at the North Forks Electric Co-op's business meeting and family day there. So it was pretty good. I heard them announce the winners. I don't know who won the lawnmower right off the top of my head. When I do find out, I'll let you guys know. But they got good lawnmower, a lot of prizes given away. Like I said, just a lot of good folks there. I did get to see my favorite ex-mother-in-law. She was there. She actually spoke to me. Nah, she loves me. Anyway, she was there, Miss Norma, and I told her I loved her. She didn't cry, but she knew I meant it. But anyway, she's my favorite ex-mother-in-law. So anyway, all I know is yesterday it was hot. Oh my gosh, it was hot. Let's see what some of the temperatures are at. 106 at Mangum, 104 at Altus, 103 at Hollis, 96 at Butler, 100 at Arnett, 85 at May Ranch. That's like putting a hoodie on compared to going to Mangum. And 81 degrees. Where is that? What is that? That's Medford. 81 at Medford out here. And the Texas Panhandle, 100 at Lipscomb, 99 at Miami, 103 at Dozer, 102 at Wellington, 104 at Odell, Childress, you're 103. Just hot. We still got some more days of this to come. Southwestern Oklahoma, which includes Wichita and Beckham County, you are under a heat advisory today. So I discovered a few things growing peanuts. Like I said, I've help Gary and all those guys with peanut harvest and stuff, but never in the day-to-day running of growing the peanuts. I have discovered one thing, that bugs love peanuts more than cantaloupe, watermelons, and squash. Oh my gosh. Anyway, and it's dry year, and so not a lot to munch on, which we got some green grass around right now and some weeds, but man, I've seen insects that scientists probably haven't even talked about yet or put in their books. But anyway, Saturday night, I was late moving the irrigation. It was about 11:30. The dogs were out there with me running around. And as I was rolling the side row, I had my big spotlight so I could look towards both ends and make sure I'm not leaving anything behind as I roll and everything's going well. I looked on the pipe right there, the lead pipe off this side row, And I thought, what is world is all those bugs? And closer view, just eyeballing it from there, because I was running the side row, it looked like lightning bugs. Because first thing I thought was blister bugs, but they wasn't very big. And I thought, hell, things look like lightning bugs, but none of them were blinking. Well, as soon as I got through moving the side row and shined down on the peanuts and shining a little closer, blister bugs. And now I'm talking millions of them suckers. And luckily I was wearing pants that night, my rubber boots. But anyway, but I was talking to Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech this morning, and I learned something. When you have a big year of grasshoppers like we've had this year, you're going to have a big year of blister bugs. And I asked him to explain that to me, and he did. Blister bugs' favorite food is grasshopper eggs. So there you have it. You learned something today, because I learned something. Their favorite food, besides munching on alfalfa and poisoning horses, and obviously they love peanuts too, is they love grasshopper eggs. So I guess they're a good, bad foe. I hate blister bugs. So does horse people. So does alfalfa growers. But on the flip side of it, if they weren't out there eating grasshopper eggs, no telling how many grasshoppers we'd have. So pretty interesting stuff. So coming up today, I'll have Jerry Dunn in here. We're going to be talking about the Washtenaw County Free Fair later on in the show. And then Thursday, write this down on your calendar. Set your alarm in your phones. It's going to be a real good day. I think it's going to be interesting. I'm sure you guys have heard about the irrigation issues in Idaho, where they shut the water off to 500,000 acres to water a couple 100,000 acres down in the lower part of Idaho. Well, Charles Rankin, he is a YouTuber up there, but he's also a rancher and a farmer. Anyway, he on his YouTube channel, it's called Yenansa. I hope I'm saying that right. Yenansa TV. I'm going to spell it out for you. Y-A-N-A-S-A. Check him out on YouTube. He's got the stuff going on YouTube TV that our regular TV channels won't cover, when things are going on like land grabs from the government and water issues in Idaho. California government's trying to push the farmers and dairy farmers out in California, stuff like that. He's really interesting. Well, he's going to come on and talk to me about the water fights in Idaho. So it's going to be really, really interesting Thursday to have him on. He's coming on in the second segment, because I'm going to say it's going to take almost the whole show to get through that deal. No, Cotton King, I don't know what you think, but what do you think? Man, Cotton King's been listening here a little more often now that he got on my show there a couple weeks ago and become really famous. So he's been listening a lot. So anyway, but we got, he'll be on Thursday. So I look forward to it, and I hope you guys will join in with me on that. And I'm going to remind you again later in the show, tomorrow is Hay Day Tuesdays. We'll talk about hay, cattle, the whole works. But our last segment, if you got hay you want to sell and you want to put it on that segment, brought to you by the Great Plains National Bank, Great Plains Bank. The last segment, you can text in starting at the beginning of the show tomorrow, not today, because it'll get lost. And if you got hay for sale, all I need is the type of hay, if it's tested or not, price per ton or bale, can you load or haul for customer, and a phone number. Pretty simple. And that's tomorrow. Tomorrow will be our second one. I hope those guys that texted in last week sold some hay, but sometimes you just got to have the right crowd listening, and we'll get to where we're doing that. And if you're really nice, I might even let you throw in some wheat seed or rye or Truticale in on the show for a couple weeks here, because it is upon that season is here for us to think about getting ready for some early forage grazing for your cattle. So anyway, First, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as Ukraine finished its harvest, adding to the global supplies. Farmers in the war-torn country harvested 21.7 million metric tons of wheat. The USDA earlier this month had forecast their output at 21.6 million, so they wasn't off too bad. Producers in Ukraine last year collected 23 million tons of wheat. The world wheat production in the 24-25 marketing year is forecast by the agency at 798.3 million metric tons. That's up from 789.7 million tons a year earlier. Steel consumption also is expected to rise, surging to 804 million tons from 798 million tons. And in stockpiles are now seen at 256.6 million tons, down from 262.4. A disappointing French crop is also underpinning prices. I know what it was. They was too busy at the Olympics and wasn't paying attention to their farm, so they lost some crops out there. That's what it's got to be. Farmers in France are expected to collect their smallest wheat crop in almost 40 years as heavy rainfall throughout parts of the growing season curbed their production. According to the France Agrimaire, I hope I said that right, wheat futures for September delivery fell 5.5 cents to 547 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 3.5 cents to 551.5 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery rose a penny, $3.93 a bushel. Soybean futures overnight for November delivery gained a nickel to $9.62 a bushel. Soybean meal added $3.30 to $3.05.40 a short ton. And soy oil declined 0.06 cents to 38.61 cents a pound. Let's see here. Money managers reduced their net short positions in soybeans to the lowest level in over a month, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors also on August 13th held a net short position or bets on lower prices of 154,000 contracts on beans. That's down from 156,000 contracts a week earlier. Investors raised their net shorts in corn to 253,000 future contracts. That's up from 248,000 contracts. And that ends a streak of four straight weekly declines in bearish positions for corn. In wheat, speculators reduced their net shorts in hard red winter wheat to 33,000 contracts, down from 35,000 contracts a week earlier. Net short positions in soft red winter wheat were reported at 71,000 contracts, down near a little bit from the 71,233. So not too bad, about the same. And that is the smallest bearish position in over a month. Let's see what's going on weather-wise. We know what's happening in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. It's just freaking hot. Severe storms are possible in parts of central and western Nebraska this afternoon and evening, according to the National Weather Service. Storms are forecast each day for the middle of, into the middle of next week. They're pretty good prediction. I think it's going to rain every day till next week. Air quality alerts are in effect till midday in parts of Minnesota. Smoky air, I'm sure, from Canadian wildfires is going on there. All right. Well, it is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour today. And we will take an OCA break. When I come back, I got a little bit about them, too. They had the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo. And I got the results from that. And we'll be right back after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August the 9th. 1,322 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 450 brought 320. 9 at 534 brought 291.50. 20 at 545 brought 292. 6 at 587 brought 283. 4 at 606 brought 271. 30 at 723 brought 244.50. 7 head of heifers at 462 brought 258. 11 at 475 brought 268. 4 at 523 brought brought 264, 8 at 590 brought 243, 19 at 627 brought 247.50, 11 at 720 brought 236.50, butcher cows were 84 to 166, butcher bulls brought 120 to 183, bred cows 1500 to 2885, pairs were 1500 to 2750. Elk City Livestock Auction, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Erie.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from the break. Man, I had some beauty queens showed up in the studio. You guys will have to check it out on Facebook, and it's pretty good here. So anyway, let me get back to the weather here. Let's see. I'm going to go with Wellington since they're the hot spot over there in the Panhandle right now. Here's your Texas Panhandle ag weather update for Wellington. 104, heat index at 101, and relative humidity 17, dew points 50 degrees, southwest winds 8 miles an hour, peak wind gust today 19, month-to-date precipitation 0.07. That's it. No red flag minutes, and 8-inch soil temperature 92 degrees out there. So, anyway, speaking of that, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry has sent out a fire situation report today. I noticed they started, when was it, last Friday? So anyway, we've had some fires, as you heard with Jared's 8th's news there at noon before the show started. Anyway, so this is a near term put out by the Forestry Department. Through the week ahead, the fire danger focus will remain in southwestern Oklahoma, where hot and dry conditions will continue and overnight moisture recoveries wane. East component winds early in the week will serve to limit fire spread potential while return to more southerly flow as the mid-level ridge flexes back in the area. So anyway, guess what? No fire. Let's see here. Is there any fire bans? Yes, there is a fire ban here. Let me check this out here. I didn't know that. So we got fire bans going on. Looks like Harmon County is one of them, I think. this map gets up. Yeah, Harmon County is one of them, and Cotton County. They're fire ban in those counties for sure right now. Okay, let's check out the Lipscomb. If I can find it, where to go? There it is. Grain market, dealerships, grain market update. Corn for September, 376, up 6. December, 398, up 6 and a quarter. Soybeans for September, 952, up 13 and a half. They took a hit last week. November's 971, up 14 and three quarters. Soybean meals up 610 to 309.50 for September. And soybean oil for September is 40.42, up 47. October's 39.62, up 44. September hard red winter wheat, 541, up 1 1/4. And December's 556, up 1 1/2. Cotton, we're not even going to talk about it. I was told by some cotton farmers not to even talk about it on the show just yet. They let me know when they want to hear more. Oil out of West Texas, September 74.53, down 212. Natural gas, September 222, up 10. Looks like the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ are all in the green today. Not tremendous, but they are there. Cattle, live cattle for August is 182.80, unchanged. October's 179.10, up 80. December's 178.50, up 37. And let's see here. Feeder cattle for September, 239.37, down 12. And October is 236.02, up 7. So all over the place here. So anyway, we got that going on. Let's see. I wanted to share this with you guys about propane as harvest ticks closer. You guys know that they use a bunch of propane up north during corn harvest season to dry it out. The Propane Education and Research Council reminds farmers to fill up their propane tanks sooner than later. Propane is a crucial energy source for many ag operations, especially during the harvest season, says Mike Newland, director of the Agriculture Business Development at PERC. By filling tanks early, farmers can avoid the high demand rush and benefit from a little bit more stable pricing. So the reason why I wanted to share that with you guys, it affects us down here too. So if you need your propane tank at your house filled up, or for whatever, it's time to get it. I don't know if anybody's still using propane besides Jerry Dunn to plow his farms with. Anyway, Mr. Dunn is in the house now. So anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. You might fill your propane tanks up. I know it's 110 degrees out there, but hey, you might save a dollar or two if you do that early. So anyway, we got all kinds of people in the studio now. I think I'll take it early. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break and get all these girls are gorgeous. You guys got to look, check them out on Facebook. These little princesses are just plumb pretty. So anyway, we're going to talk about the Ouachita County Freak Fair. Is that correct? Did I say that title right? Cool. And then we got the pageant going on, which I'm pretty sure that's why these young ladies are in here. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs. Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful. Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I got a mosquito flying around me. You hear some things falling here in a minute. I can't handle that. It's going away. Anyway, 94 degrees at Camargo. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Feels like 97, dew point 67, humidity's 41. It's muggy out there. East southeast winds at 3 miles an hour. 10-day rain total 1.49 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 88 degrees. Sunset at 8:23. Yep, you guessed it. 102 and hot today. Tonight, mostly clear and 67. And tomorrow, 98 degrees. Well, I got a whole slew of people in here in the studio with me today. And it's all about Wichita County today. Am I correct, Mr. Dunn?
That is correct. We're here to promote that free fair coming up.
Right. Okay. Well, let's start out about what is the Wichita County Free Fair.
This has been going on for, what, our 116th this year? So it may not be quite as well known as the Hydro Free Fair, but we have our free fair for our county in Wichita. Our fair board members put it on. Our county commissioners promote it and fund it. It is for individuals to bring their goods to be judged, to win contests, their pies, their canned goods, their livestock, all the fun stuff. We have all the categories that a free fair would have.
So what's the funnest category?
I'm in charge of the beef, so I think it's the cattle show.
Did I get it? Yeah. That was a guess.
It's also going to be 100, so who knows how many cattle will show up. But
that's coming. It starts what?
We start on Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
We'll start checking in items on entries on Wednesday.
Yep.
And then we're judge on Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday is when we'll have most of our livestock show part.
Yeah. So is there 3 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday? Entries received in agriculture, agriculture mechanics, horticulture, flowers, 4-H, OHCE. What's the OHCE?
It's the home. It used to be home ec.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the clubs.
And the youth open classes. So anyway, so has the, you've been down there since I've known you as a kid. So the ag mechanics of it's that thing's really blown up, hasn't it?
It's relatively new.
Yeah.
Our ag teachers kind of started getting real active in that, and they've got us to put in a class for it.
Yeah.
For those young people, to the things that they build. And because school has started so recently, They can bring some of their projects from last year as well.
Okay,
so I got that's kind of up to the ag teachers to get them entered correctly. But yeah, it's really, really expanding.
Yeah, because you if you watch all the FFA pages on Facebook, there's some really cool stuff they're building.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it is quite impressive what they can do.
All right, and then what happens Thursday?
Thursday is we're going to receive some more entries that morning if anyone's not got it in yet. Then we close the doors and we do the judging. We have a huge panel of judges that go through all the different classes and categories of the home goods, of the sewing goods, of the 4-H, of the open show. Then we have a petting zoo. We've been kind of rotating our petting zoo around, and we have a really good one. We found one this time. Cami, did you find it?
Who's Zach?
Zach found it. Okay, Zach found it. So we're going to have some very interesting animals there, and they're going to be there from 5 to 8. So in the kind of the evening, hopefully maybe cool off a little bit. Who knows? Then we have a pet parade. We always have that. That's always entertaining.
I can just imagine.
It's entertaining. What people will dress their little animals up and bring them in and kind of march them around. And
so does one stick out in your mind from last year?
I'm the number guy. I'm usually back on the computer and don't get to enjoy everything. I get to hear about it. Cami got to see some of it.
What was it? What was just stands out? What do you remember?
Oh, everybody brings everything from their hamster. Some of them run to the back and grab a chicken out of the back and walk around with that. And then we'll have all sorts of pets. So if you live in Ouachita County, bring your pet and check in a little bit early and come to the pet parade. They'll have prizes for about everyone. So definitely worth entering in.
Yeah, you guys need to YouTube that.
I thought about doing a little Facebook Live on it. But
I would.
We might. We're getting some technology put in our building now. I think we can do some of that.
Well, then, okay. The next one I got to find, I got to ask, what is the Farm Bureau Barnyard Olympics?
Okay. I have assisted with this for about 3 or 4 years now. The local county office hosts this and puts it on. It's for, oh heavens, what are the ages? They go from like 5 to 18. It's all kids in school, and we split them up by division, by age, and we have them do little events, such as a water relay, where they have to carry water in a spoon and fill a bucket. We've had sack races, all sorts of different type of events, usually 3 or 4 events that we have this every year.
Wow. That sounds like a blast. Anyway, so, all right, let's get up to the next day if I can find my schedule here. Here we go. Yeah, thank you, Jordan Davis Cook, for my surprise today. She wouldn't answer me on a text message, so she's in trouble.
She said she's busy. I tried as well.
Yeah, she says she's in a fall calf, and I had to miss church yesterday so I could pull a calf. So anyway, all right, let's talk about Friday.
Okay, on Friday, you know, our judging's done, our building opens, and people can come see all of the exhibits. Walk through it, have the ribbons out and so forth. Petting zoo will open at 9 to 5, so it'll be a whole day on that one. We do have vendors that are going to be there as well. Starting on Friday, we'll have a series of, I think she sent me a list, 15 to 20 vendors we're going to have there this year, having their different wares. We have some people with makeup, jewelry, books, candy, which is always a good sell. Some of the local clubs, the Cordell PTO, and some others are going to be there as well. Going to have a dunk tank, which might be quite popular if it's that hot. Cordell Band will be playing that night. And new this year, we've been kind of struggling getting animals to be there as hot as it is in the summer for our livestock show. So we're trying something new. We've moved it outside and in the evening.
Okay.
So it'll be in that arena to the north of the exhibition building. We've got it mowed finally. And we're going to have the cattle show will be Friday starting about 8. And then on Saturday night is the rest of the animals, the swine, sheep, and goats will be that. We'll see how well that goes. But given Oklahoma weather, it'll be fun to find out.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to put some lights up and should be entertaining.
Right. Well, and then make sure you put the right lights up that don't attract all the bugs.
That's true. That's going to happen. Maybe a slight breeze, but it's Oklahoma, so probably 30.
So I have a question for you, because earlier on the text line, this person, Jimmy, can anyone enter animals into the Sayre Animal Show, or do you have to be a member FFA or 4-H? I'm wanting to enter my dwarf goat. Well, I got an answer from Greg Hartman, and the answer is only 4-H and FFA kids in Beckham County can show animals. Anybody outside of those organizations can enter anything they want besides animals. Is that the same for Ouachita County? Do you know?
For Ouachita County, for our livestock show, it is typically just 4-H and FFA, but we don't limit to that. It is a free fair, and we kind of have pretty much open as long as you're in school.
Okay.
We've had some that are maybe a little younger than 4-H. What's the early one? Clover Buds, the earliest one.
Right.
We've had a few of those actually show as well. We're pretty open to if you want to bring it and try it and see how the stock show thing goes. We're trying to promote that
right.
and get more exhibitors going.
I got you. Well, good answer. How about you? Young ladies, do you show any animals?
We show broilers in February.
Yeah.
Last year was our first year. And we had a lot of fun with it. Like, my brother and my sister and I each got 25 birds, and we competed. I got 8th, my brother got 6th, and Kendallin got grand champion.
Ah, so were you the guy she was talking about went and grabbed chickens and put in this parade?
We did that one year.
Okay. Well, I can see it, both of you. She's sitting over there. Yeah, we did. You're pretty cute. Anyway, tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody who you are. Sorry.
My name is Bailey Gosen, and I'm the junior Miss Ouachita County.
My name is Kendallin Gosen, and I am the little Miss Ouachita County.
Oh, yeah. And they're both beautiful. They look good with their crowns on. So you guys wear them to school?
Actually, we're homeschooled.
Oh, are you? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. And so, how did you become what you are? Start with you.
Well, last year was the first Ouachita County pageant, and we live by corn, so we entered, and it was just a lot of fun, and we just got to be with all the girls our age, and it was just fun.
All right. Well, how about you? How did you become?
The top three categories in the Ouachita County, it's 9 and up, get interviews. And since I was old enough to be in, I've been in 4-H. So I've got pretty used to having interviews and public speaking.
Right.
So I got to have an interview, and that was a lot of fun. It was a good experience for me, and I feel like it helped a lot.
Right.
And then everyone gets to walk on stage in their evening gowns a week later. And then we both won. It was amazing. I love it. Well, every single girl goes home saying that they've never felt so pretty. It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, good. Well, I'd vote for you for president right now if you was running, because you're very well spoken. So, and very polite on top of that. Anyway, so you both in 4-H?
Yes.
So what's been your favorite thing in 4-H so far?
Probably showing broilers.
I got you.
Every hour, you have to go out and check your broilers and wake them up and go out there. But it was fun.
How do you wake them up?
You have to just
slap them around in the head or something.
No, you just walk around there and they kind of wake up, and then you have to walk them to the food because they'll just sleep and then they'll lay down and eat food.
Ah, sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing, young lady?
Well, I like broilers, too. It was just really fun, and you go over, and they're really sensitive. Like, we'd used to walk them around in circles around the pen first, and they kept having heart attacks and dying. Like, they just stop and go slower, and then look like they're having a rooster fight with the ground and flop over and die.
You think maybe because you guys were walking in circles, they got dizzy and just fell over?
Yeah. So we stopped walking them, and we just tried to chase them toward the food and make them eat. But, yeah.
So what else have you guys, besides broilers, what's something else that you like so far in 4-H?
Well, we do speech contests.
Yeah. I bet you're pretty good.
Thank you. We've done several speech contests over the years and placed pretty well. My brother and I and Kendallin. And then we do the Share the Fun 4-H, which is like a talent show. And that is a lot of fun, just to be able to get up there and show what you're good at. That's some of my favorite things about 4-H.
What about you, young lady?
Well, we did that, and I just moved in to 4-H this year, and there's record books,
Uh-huh.
So, and this year I'm the youngest in 4-H, and I won my record book.
Uh-oh. Mom's sending him a flash message. There we go. Anyway, so, about the fair. Let's get back to the fair, if you want to.
I love it. We make a whole bunch of projects for the fair, and anyone can enter and bring your stuff. It is a lot of fun.
What, so we got different categories. You want to talk about this, Mom?
For the fair?
Yeah, for the pageant.
Okay, for the pageant.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so the pageant is Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Cordell School Auditorium. It is free to come. So come, it is air conditioned, so that's a must in August in Oklahoma. And there is 5 different age categories. It is for ages 3 through 18. We will crown 5 new queens. And we have 49 girls signed up this year.
Wow.
And so last Saturday we had, the older 3 categories had their interviews, and we had a tea, a mother-daughter tea for all of them. And the ladies did a wonderful job decorating for that. Some of people said it was fancier than most proms were. The girls had a lot of fun, and all of them got little fascinator hats, and they just had a really good time. And so anyway, they are going to compete Saturday at 2 o'clock. And the girls, anyway, they're all beautiful, and the girls look so excited when they're coming across stage.
Right.
So definitely come and promote them.
They all win, don't they?
They do. They all are beautiful, and they smile, and it's such a good experience for them to get in front of people and to talk and just to have people encourage them constantly, to tell them that they're beautiful and they're smart and they're capable, and all those things, I think, is good part of growing up. So.
Right, yeah. And it's a lot of them, like these two young ladies, are in 4-H or FFA, and there's something going on with agriculture.
You know, some of them are. There's a lot of them that are. We have the girl that won the Washtenaw County 4-H Hall of Fame. She just won that. She's one of the contestants in the Miss category.
Who is that? I've seen that somewhere.
Evelyn.
Evangeline Denny.
Evie, I'm so sorry I messed your name up. Anyway, so she was there. Kendallin got Outstanding Junior 4-H'er of Washtenaw County. She
Woo!
Just was crowned that last week.
Golf clap.
So, anyway, there's a lot of people that are a part of agriculture that are there and that are entered. And then there's a lot of the little girls. I think we have 14 mini misses, which is the 3 to 5 year olds. And they're so cute. They're up there twirling and just having the best time. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I look forward to following these two young ladies. You know, I get a lot of kids in here and through FFA and 4-H in here, and especially during National FFA Month and stuff. But these two girls here, that smile she's got, it's just like, yeah, I'm gonna be somebody one of these days. Am I looking at that right yet? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, because she doesn't embarrass, does she?
Mm-mm.
No.
She's not scared of nothing.
No, she ain't scared. So anyway, we're going to take a OCA break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about some more things, because we've only got to Friday.
Right.
Yeah,
correct.
So we need to get to Saturday on the fair. And Jordan finally texted me. She texts you?
Yeah, she just texts me as well, yeah.
Well, that's no excuse, Jordan. So anyway, so we'll be right back after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
You look outside and notice the grass is getting tall and will need mowed soon. But your old push mower is on its last leg and you sure could use a new mower. You head down to the convenience store and get your usual cup of coffee and pick up a copy of the Penny News. Then you see it. It's right there on the front page. DJ's Rentals in Elk City is discounting their in-stock zero-turn mowers. You think to yourself, now's the perfect time to get what I need and save some money too. My wife will be so proud.
You've got acres of rugged, unforgiven land. You've got dirt to move and grass and weeds to take care of. That work got easier when you got a Coyote. The crew at the store told you and showed you all the reasons why it's a great tractor. As good as it is, that isn't why you bought the Coyote. You bought that marvelous machine from them because of them. They gave you a key and let you drive it around the lot. They answered all your questions and let you take as much time as you needed. Afterward, they delivered it to your place. They told you to call if you ever had any questions. A few days later, you did just that, and they told you what you needed to know. The Coyote's a great tractor, but you bought it from Wall Equipment because of how easy it is to do business with the Wall family. The website is wallequip.com. The building is the Big Silver Bin on I-40 east of Clinton, just west of Love's. The Wall family is in business to solve your problems.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. It is time for fall cover crop seed. This is a critical step in the growing process. Remember, keep it covered. Stop by SEI Agritech to get all your fall cover crop seed. In addition to that, we are now contracting winter cattle kits, another very important part of livestock management. Come see me. Let's get all your fall seed and your winter feed contracts done. All here at SEI Agritech in Elk City, located on South Randall.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. Pick the big town of Hobart itself, capital of Kiowa County. 103 degrees, feels like 101. Heat risk is moderate. Dew points 54. Humidity is 20%. Winds are out of the west at 7 miles an hour, 10-day rain total 0.48 inches, and 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature is 91. Sunset at 8:20, hot 106 today. I think you're going to get there. Mostly clear, 72. Tomorrow, a little cooler. It's only going to be 100 with east wind, southwest to go. Anyway, so in the studio with me right now is I have some folks from Ouachita County. My brain went dead. Let's go back to my list. Sorry. Cammie Bailey, and man, I'm going to mess her name up. Say it for me.
Kendallin.
Yeah, Kendallin. Anyway, Golson, and of course, Jerry Dunn's in here with us, and we're talking about the Ouachita County Fair, Free Fair, coming up, and we have to go back to Thursday, I understand. What did we miss?
Well, there was one thing that we got booked after we published the schedule, and I wanted to be sure and bring it to people's attention. Have you heard of the Southwest Southland Dairy Farmers?
Yeah.
They have that mobile milking deal.
Yes, I have that up here right now.
I don't know if Jordan contacted them or they contacted us, but we're going to get them to bring that mobile classroom to the Ouachita County Fair on Thursday from 9 to 3. So I'm hoping that the
Cornwall schools are right there. How fun will that be? You know how many people don't know how to milk a cow?
Oh, gosh, yes.
I bet the Cotton King will be there.
it ought to be interesting, and the kids learn so much. They've went around the state, I know. People may have seen them at their schools already, but with Cordell right there next to it, I'm sure they'll come over. Maybe some of the other county schools might bring a field trip or something. I know it's early in the semester, but Yeah, they're going to be there Thursday from 9 to 3.
What better time to do it? Because it says right here that since the program started in 2019, presentations have been made to 675,000 people.
Oh, I believe it. This is a big deal. It's amazing to have them come.
Yeah, and so with a minimum of 200 students in the target grade, let's see here. What do we got going on here? I want to see what does. So here's the things they teach audiences, characteristics and anatomy of dairy cows, the importance of dairy foods for good health, the modern milking process, and modern environmental and food safety practices. Hey, here's a question for you two. She's like, oh, no. Anyway, so have you guys ever milked a cow?
Not exactly, but I know how. My grandpa used to run a dairy farm.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so not exactly. Does that mean you help maybe a baby calf needed help with his mom or something like that?
Yeah.
There. See, I'm pretty good at guessing that, aren't I? How about you, young lady? You were quiet.
Well, like she said, Grandpa used to run a dairy.
Yeah.
But I've never milked a cow before, but I know how.
Okay, cool. Hey, that's more than a lot of people can say. So anyway, so that's going on, and that will be what time?
That's going to be on Thursday from 9 to 3.
Okay, cool.
So kind of like school time, 9 to 3.
Right. So, and that'll be at the school?
It'll be at the exhibition barn.
Okay.
At the Ouachita County Exhibition Center. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Activity Barn?
Go to the north end of the barn.
Right.
Because the south end will be locked up because they will be judging in the afternoon. So go to the north end of the barn because that's where the dairy exhibition is going to be.
Okay, that sounds fun. And is that open to the public or is this for kids only?
Oh, no, it'd be open to the public.
Okay.
Yeah. What they specialize in is going to schools. But since we're bringing it to the fair, it could be open to anybody who wants to learn.
I should go do my show from there.
Yeah, yeah, come on out.
Well, like I said, I'll get permission from the boss. They got good Wi-Fi there?
Yeah. Kind of. I've used it. It works. It works. It just kind of depends where you're at.
So how's the phone signal?
Phone signal's pretty good.
Okay, well, I'll bring my own Wi-Fi.
There you go.
I'll get it okay with the boss. I feel a field trip coming up. You girls going to help me?
We can if you want us to.
Can they help me?
Sure.
Ah, gee. High fives. No, anyway, yeah, this will be fun. Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be, I haven't done a fair yet.
Oh.
I've been to all kinds of like wheat seminars, you know, out in the field and stuff like that, but I have not did a fair. This might be a first. We may be making history on today in ag.
You could be. And Custer County Fairs is another couple of weeks away, so.
Yeah, and they'll pay my fuel bill. I'll go. No, they do. They're good. They're really good about it. Okay, so let's get on with it. We got about 5 minutes left. Oh, before we do that, I need to talk about the OCA real quick. When you are a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you also get to be part of many ways that cattlemen give back. The charitable arm of the OCA is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. The OCF distributes over $25,000 in scholarships each year, organizes internship programs, pays out theft awards, and has collected and paid out over $1.5 million in natural disaster relief for wildfires and flooding. And I'm sure that number's up after the big fires earlier this year. The OCA also hosts an annual WRCA sanctioned ranch rodeo exclusively for Oklahoma ranch teams. Over $600,000 of the proceeds of this event have been given to the benefit the Children's Hospital Foundation. It's always a great day to be a member, so go to www.okcattleman.org or call Lori at 580-273-5137. And speaking of Lori Campbell, here's the winners. So I asked Jerry how he thought I ought to pronounce this, so we're going to go with it. So the winners this year, first place was the Doobie. Something I screwed that up, didn't I? So what do you say?
That's pretty close. Yeah. I think I pronounced it like three different ways. So yeah, that was one of them.
Anyway, it could be Dob, it could be Dube, or anyway, and 3C Ranches, they were first place. The Whitmire and Summer were the second place, and Lazy Rafter slash was third place at the rodeo this weekend. All the money raised went to the Oklahoma Children's Health Foundation. So how fun is that? Let's get to Saturday before I run out of time.
Okay, so Saturday, that's the pageant. Right, what time does it start?
The pageant starts at 2 o'clock, and it is at the Cordell School Auditorium. It is free to come, and come enjoy. And then afterwards, you can run across to the fair and check everything out. Check out the food vendors and everything else. I'll let you do the schedule.
Oh, our vendors will be there from 3 to 8:30 that night. Since we're having a livestock show at night now, we're going to be there a little longer. We have entertainment scheduled for Friday night and Saturday night, both. So if you want to come out and enjoy some of the fair, then the at night kind of cap things off on Saturday. The sheep, goat, and swine show will be that evening outside. And that kind of caps us off. We go a little longer this year. We usually finish at noon on Saturday, and we went all the way Saturday night this time.
Okay, so let's cover this real quick so people won't show up. I see wash racks won't be available for the cattle. Is that right?
That is correct. And we're putting the vendors are going to be inside the barn this year.
Okay.
Since we're showing outside, we're going to show from the trailer, which is what a lot of jackpot shows do anyway.
Yep.
So there's no stalling inside. There's no wash racks available. We're going to have vendors set up in there and the chickens and everything else set up in the barns. So any animals that come will need to be able to show out of the livestock trailer.
Yeah. And no wash racks will be available.
Correct.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for you young ladies, because Haley, the lady that works up front here, she used to be an OSU Extension agent for Harmon County, and she really pushes 4-H. Do you guys recommend that all youth become members of the 4-H?
Definitely. It helps so much about talking to people and getting out there in public, and I think every kid needs that.
Okay, what do you think? How old are you again?
I'm 9.
9, okay. This is your first year in 4-H, right?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm. I think it's really fun with the speech contests and all of that. It just teaches the kids so much about getting out there and talking to people.
You've been watching your sister, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Is she your favorite sister?
She's my only sister.
So that's not what I asked. Is she your favorite sister?
Yes.
Okay. Look at that. You can tell they're sisters. You love each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. Anyway, guys, we're running out of time, and I'll get with you on coming down there. That'd be fun. I could actually do a deal on milk and live on the air.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be Thursday.
Yeah. So. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Oh, no, Thursday. I got a guy coming on from Idaho. I just forgot. Man, bummer. Anyway, thanks, guys, for coming in. I hope you have safe travels back to Warsaw County. You're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.